Welcome to our service of Holy Communion from the Book of Common Prayer from St. Margaret's in Chipstead. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be opened, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
God, the giver of life, whose Holy Spirit wells up within your church, by the Spirit's gifts equip us to live the gospel of Christ and make us eager to do your will, that we may share with the whole creation, the joys of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading from the book of Isaiah. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarrelling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you do walk away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a cent. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on."
We say the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For today's notices, please check out the appropriate section of the website.
Thank you for allowing me to join you this morning, and thank you for your continued support of Bible Society. It is such a pleasure to join you again. Now, for those that I haven't met before, I'd like to remind folks of where my accent is from, so you spend the time listening to what I'm saying and not trying to figure out where I'm from. I'm originally from America, but I've been in England now for over 20 years, so I do have a real mesh of an accent. It usually changes when I get excited. And as many of you know, one thing I get excited about is the work of the Bible Society, because we are on a mission. And that mission is to bring the Bible to life to every man, woman, and child at home and across the world. Why do we do what we do? We do it because we know that when people engage with the Bible, their lives change for good. Not just change, but change for good. And we see God's love continually pouring out and working in the countless projects that we are committed to. David Suchet is known for many things, including his reading of the NIV Bible, which can be listened to on a number of places. He was recently asked about reading the Bible, and Suchet is passionate about the benefits of hearing scripture read aloud. He said, "My message to everybody is to read it out loud, quietly to yourself. Never, never, never read the word silently. Let it go into your body, absorb it, and let it come out so you can continue this wonderful, wonderful relationship you have with God and his word." I love that image of it being absorbed and then let it come out. I think often our Bible reading can become a bit of a tick box exercise. We read it for our upcoming Bible study or for the daily devotional we are sent. But what happens when we absorb it and then let it come out? This reminds me of a sponge. So have that image of that sponge in your mind. What would happen if we were like the sponge and we absorbed what we read and then let it come out? I'd like you to continue thinking about that sponge as we explore today's theme. We are called to share. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm automatically taken back to primary school when I hear I'm going to talk about sharing. The other idea is that I will stand here and tell you that you need to give more money in your contribution to the church. Well, I'm sure Susie and PCC would appreciate that if you would increase your gift, and that would also mean Bible Society would get a greater share. But I'm sorry, PCC and Mission Committee. I'm going to focus a bit more on the primary school lesson of sharing. And in many ways, it's actually the same thing, isn't it? The definition of share is a part or portion of a larger amount which is divided among a number of people or to which a number of people contribute. This is a particularly challenging habit. It's not about offering others what you can spare, nor is it about taking from others what you fancy. To share something requires us to change our relationship with that item, perhaps relinquishing our power over it or taking more account of how we use it. Sharing roles or gifts may mean accepting that a task is not completed to our own exacting standard. Sharing ideas or thoughts may make you vulnerable. True sharing is more about working together in an open, honest, and thoughtful manner without any hidden agendas. Sharing can be costly and demanding, but it is a way to a life-giving and transformational experience. If we reflect on our reading today, the widow put in far more than all the others, for they gave out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty. She put in everything she had to live on. Things are not always as they appear. Little can be much, and much can be little. The Lord knows the desires of our hearts and the motivation behind our gifts. Our gifts and service unto the Lord are not measured by man's standard. There are those who have much and actually give very little of their abundance, and there are others who have very little and yet are willing to give liberally of what they do possess. The Lord doesn't look at the amount given, but the intent of the heart. He will bless what we do for him, even if the world doesn't recognize the value of our gift. Back to my sponge. See, sometimes I think we can absorb too much and it can weigh us down. We can forget that we also have to let it come out. We have to share. This reminds me of a story I heard from my colleagues in South Sudan a few years ago. He was working with a number of refugees, and they had Bibles and other essentials that they were giving out. But the refugees didn't want us to give them a Bible without some kind of payment. Something as precious as a Bible needed to be appreciated. They wanted to share, but all they had were food tokens that they were given each day. This was their form of money. So when they would go to get their Bible, they would offer us a food token in exchange. And this doesn't mean they would miss a meal, but it was their way of offering something for something so precious as the Bible. They gave with full intent from their heart. What do we have today that we need to change our relationship with that item? Perhaps relinquishing our power over it or taking more account of how we use it. Is it how we share our planet with others? Maybe it's how you share your space with a family member, or maybe how you share your abundance with others. Sharing resources involves changing the way we think and the way we operate. As you explore this holy habit, think about the different relationships that you have with individuals, the church, the community, the world. What do you actually have in common, and what opportunities are there for sharing and growing? How will your relationships grow and become more exciting by sharing more? Think upon those times when we have shared deeply with others. We know that is often ultimately more rewarding than simply giving. During lockdown, many of us reached out to neighbors and people in our community. But how many of us are still sharing with those we shared with during lockdown? How then do we make this a habit and part of our daily practice, and not just something that we think about now or on the way home from church? Let us pray about the change that we want to see in ourselves, in our church, and in our community. While this passage focused on the sacrificial giving of a poor widow, we cannot overlook the attitude she possessed. The Lord knows our hearts and the motivation of our actions. He knows why we serve and why we give. We must not seek the praise and recognition of men, but seek to honor the Lord and please him. He gave his all as he took our place on the cross. He gave his life so we could be forgiven of sin and reconciled to God. The least we can do is give of that which he has blessed us with. We need to give our time, our talents, and our financial gain. He is worthy of all we can offer. As well as praying, we need to reflect on the Bible. Remember that sponge. Pick up your Bible, read it. Let it go into your body, absorb it, and let it come out so you can continue this wonderful, wonderful relationship you can have with God and his word. We are all called to share. Thank you for the beautiful opportunity to love and serve Jesus. God bless.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If as part of your discipleship you wish to make a gift to the work of the church, this is also available on the website. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-loving God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men. We humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both, by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do earnestly and repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death, until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high,
and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesu Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.